Don Cherry. Perhaps you've heard of him. Since the 80s, he's been one of the stars of the TV show Hockey Night in Canada, where he's famous for his strong opinions.
He's got to suck it up and stop getting stupid penalties.
And also for his loud jackets and pants and ties and occasionally hats.
I was told by a woman named Olga that I looked like a Ukrainian eggplant.
Our next story features a different side of Cherry and a little-known fact about the colorful commentator's coaching career. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
Jeff Nisely can remember the times he's been in his car listening to sports talk radio when the hosts bring up Don Cherry. They mention that Cherry coached Bobby Orr in the Boston Bruins in the 70s and that he won both NHL and AHL Coach of the Year honors. But then they bring up one of the knocks on Cherry. He never coached a team to a championship. And whenever Jeff Nisely hears that, he has the same reaction.
I would love to call in on some of these radio shows and say, oh, contraire, he does have a championship ring. It should be known that he did coach a championship team.
Jeff Nisely grew up in Pittsford, New York, a suburb of Rochester. Back then he went by Nise. He and his friends grew up playing hockey on the Erie Canal and rooting for the Rochester Americans. In the mid-60s, the Americans, or the Amerks to locals, were one of just 9 teams in the American Hockey League, the minor league for the NHL. Here are 2 of Nise's old friends from Pittsburgh, Al Viverberg and John Hoff.
You could actually bring beer into the games back then. People would bring a six-pack with them.
You could holler through some chicken wire.
Yeah, way before glass.
Hockey was rough back then. Players didn't wear helmets. But even in a rock'em sock'em era, there was one Amerks player who seemed to rock and sock harder than everyone else, veteran defenseman Don Cherry.
He was tough as nails, really tough guy.
I can remember when they were up in Quebec playing the Quebec Aces.
This is Jay Hill, another Pittsford native.
And the lead story in the 11 o'clock news was Don Cherry got in a fight with a guy and it lasted like 40 minutes. They kept coming out of the penalty box. They couldn't break it up.
But around the time that Jay, Al, John, and Nise were getting ready to enter Pittsford High School, Don Cherry decided that, at 35 years old, he'd had enough. Cherry retired from hockey in 1969 and was looking to start a new career in Rochester.
I worked 2 years on construction, and I was laid off, and I actually, for about 2 months, I couldn't get a job. I played 16 years pro, and then to be able to have a job, it was very humiliating.
It was during that down period in Don Cherry's life when a man connected to Pittsford High School approached him.
And he said, how about Don, you coaching? And I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, you got nothing else to do.
The logic was persuasive. Don Cherry accepted his first coaching job, leading the Pittsford High School hockey team. The news made its way to John and Al. What was your reaction that this guy who got into 40-minute fights was now going to be your coach?
Well, Nise thought he could take him. I think we were all a little intimidated.
I thought it was just so cool.
When winter came, it was time for the boys to meet their new coach.
Our very first practice ever, we were on the ice waiting for Don, and he stepped on the ice with his skate guards on and went down like a ton of bricks. We didn't know if he should laugh, what should we do, but as I recall, we kind of said, well, he's a regular guy.
And from that day on,
we couldn't wait to get to practice.
We used to practice at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He would get there at 4, and we would battle to get there at 4 so we could sit and put our stuff on and listen to him tell us hockey stories. Loved it.
I think what I did was I got there early to show that I was interested, that I didn't show up just to coach.
The boys knew their coach cared, but he wasn't perfect.
He struggled with names. My name's Jay, but I was always Jack. For 3 years, I was Jack. He couldn't pronounce...
My last name, Viverberg, I was Viberg.
So I don't ever remember him yelling at us. We just wanted to play so hard for him that he never got, you know, coaches get frustrated and all that stuff. But we tried our hardest from day one till the end.
In Cherry's second season as coach, Pittsford reached the league championship, losing in overtime. Soon, it wasn't just the boys in the Pittsford locker room who knew Don Cherry had a knack for coaching. That next year, Cherry returned to the Rochester Americans and was asked to become the team's player coach. But he didn't want to give up his job with Pittsford. So for the 1971-72 season, he pulled double duty. He shuttled back and forth from coaching the pros to coaching Pittsford. His Amherst team was so-so, but his high school team was stacked. they'd make opponents pay whenever they had a man in the penalty box.
If you asked him today, I'd guarantee he could name our power play from 1972.
On the points, it was Al Vyverberg, John Hoff. There were two guys that had the screamers from the point. We had a big centerman named Jay Hill. We had a guy named Eddie Scott that used to work in the corners, and Jeff Nisely was the playmaker.
It's Nisely, but close enough. Expectations were high. Cherry occasionally had to miss a game because of the Amerik schedule, but Pittsford kept winning. They finished the regular season with an undefeated record and once again reached the championship. But there was a problem. On the day of the big game, Cherry was scheduled to fly out with the Amerks. There was a chance that he'd have to leave before the championship was over. Pittsford jumped out to a lead, but the clock wasn't on Cherry's side. In the middle of the third period, he had to leave the Pittsford bench.
Kind of inch up the stair. He didn't really want to leave.
I can still see him at the top of the rink. He was holding planes up and everything.
Yeah.
And we scored a goal to cement it.
And I think he was like, okay, it's in hand.
Yeah, I went right to the last minute. I said, Don, if you don't leave now, you're going to miss the plane. So I had to leave them.
Pittsford hung on for the championship and an undefeated season. What did it feel like to have to celebrate the championship, though, without him there?
He was with us.
John, Al, Jay, and Nyes all went on to play college hockey. Suiting up for a regular Division I college coach was an adjustment.
Al and I went and stayed together and went to RIT to play hockey, and we had a coach that could barely skate. I mean, talk about a letdown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don Cherry's time in Rochester was coming to an end, too. Nyes was helping at one of Cherry's summer camps when he got the news.
He came in one morning and said, "You won't believe it, boys, but I've got the call to go coach the Bruins, and I have to leave in 2 days." And he said something like, "What do I say to Mr. Orr and Mr. Esposito?"
From afar, the boys from Pittsford cheered on their old coach. And when John found himself in Boston, Cherry invited him to a game.
I ended up in the locker room with him, and we split a six-pack of beer, a Bud, in his office off the locker room after that game. I'm just a kid.
Turns out, Cherry really liked reminiscing about his high school team. Here's Al.
I went down to see him at his hockey camp at Lakeshore one time. I walked in the locker room, and Mike Milbury was in there, three or four other NHL and AHL players. And he goes, "Al Vyverberg, now that was a power play." He starts pointing at all these other guys. "You know, if you guys play power play like my high school team," and they're all looking at him like he's absolutely nuts.
The Pittsford boys always rooted for their former coach to lead Boston to the Stanley Cup. And Cherry's Bruins did reach the finals twice, but they never won. Cherry coached Boston for 5 seasons, then spent a year with Colorado. He's been on Hockey Night in Canada ever since, and his fame in the hockey world has only grown.
All my life, I've enjoyed telling people that I played for Don Cherry.
Same.
Me too.
Years after Cherry's NHL coaching career was over, Nyes went to visit him at one of his restaurants in Toronto.
The bar was full, and he came running out, put his hands up in the air, and he goes, "People, one of my players is here." It's the first time I ever signed autographs. They all thought I played for him in professional hockey, and it was our high school team.
The guys from Pittsford know that, to the average hockey fan, they're not as important as Cherry's former NHL players, even if they were the ones to deliver him his only championship. But hearing all the Pittsford boys' stories left me with one last question for Don Cherry. I wonder if you view them differently from your former NHL players that you coached.
Oh, no, I don't. I think of them very fondly. I think, actually, I'm more closer to them than my pro, because let's face it, they were the guys that made me.
That story was reported and produced by Only a Game's Martin Kessler. Thanks to listener Gary Brandt for tipping us off to this one. If you've got a good idea for Only a Game, send us an email at oag@wbur.org.